Once the faith command has been given, praise God, turn it over to God and praise Him for it.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today for a powerful message on making an unchangeable faith command that can move any mountain in your life. Now for today's Bible lesson, let's join Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank You today and we worship You and we bless the name of Jesus. We open our hearts. We open our minds to receive revelation from heaven, revelation from Your Word. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about faith, and let's go to Mark chapter 11. You can't talk about faith without Jesus' personal teaching on faith. Now, you can talk all the way around it. There's a lot of things about faith. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, and things about faith. But right in the middle, in the 11th chapter of Mark, is Jesus' own personal teaching on the subject of faith. So that's where we begin today. Mark chapter 11. And let's begin with the 22nd verse. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now then, back up to this 22nd verse, have faith in God. Now, I notice in my cross-reference, it has a little number two out there, have the faith of God. And then another translation says, have the God kind of faith. Well, if you have the faith of God, then it's going to be the God kind of faith. But what he's referring to here is, this is God's faith, and this is the way God works it, and this is the way we have to work it for it to work. It's God's faith. So therefore, since your faith is the God kind of faith, then it works by certain spiritual laws. And once we find out how those laws function, what those laws are, and we tap into them, it works. Are you listening to me now? All right, now then. Jesus, you remember, had just demonstrated that faith. So let's back up here a little bit. Verse 12, on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, but the time of figs was not yet. Now notice this, I want you to see this. Jesus answered and said unto it. He talked, he spoke. He spoke. The God kind of faith is released in words. And in order to get the root foundation of that, you go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. God said, light be, light was. Now, He said, no man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. Now, as we just go through these, I'm going to just start making some notes here. So if you want to do that, in fact, don't forget to go online, kcm.org/notes, and get your, you can download the notes to this, and you can follow right along as I teach this to you. No man eat fruit of thee again, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. He spoke the desired end results. No man, talking to the tree. He wasn't talking about the tree. He was talking to the tree itself. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So he wasn't just, waiting in that tree. Now I'm going to speak to you. No, no. He was very bold about it. He spoke exactly what he intended to say. And once he said it, I want you to notice, his disciples heard it, and they come to Jerusalem. So in other words, he spoke to that tree and walked off. It's very, very important. Once the faith command has been given, praise God, turn it over to God and praise Him for it. Now then, he taught all day in the temple, and when evening was come, he went out of the city. So there had been approximately 12 hours there since he spoke to that tree. Now, this is really, 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 really necessary information. He didn't say to the tree, dry up from the roots. Mm-mm. He didn't say, lightning, hit the tree. No. He didn't say, tree, burn to the ground. No. Well, wonder why he didn't do that. Because you have to remember, he said, my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. I only say what I hear my Father say. In other words, He only speaks the Word of God. Now, once He spoke it, it's in God's hands. Hallelujah. So 12 hours went by. They're headed back, the same route, going right back to Bethany. Amen. Nobody said a word about that tree. This is very interesting now. It is vital, like I said, this is vital information about faith. To not be looking at the leaves of the tree to see if anything's happened to the tree. Because we learn from this scripture, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. So the Word was working that whole 24-hour period of time, but it started at the root. It went to the root of the situation, and it went from the inside out. Spiritual things, particularly when you're dealing with sickness, you're dealing with disease, you're dealing with poverty, you're dealing with the curse in any form, you're going to have to go to the root of the situation, because that you can cut off a lot of leaves, but it ain't going to do anything to the problem. God's Word always goes to the root. So when it's working in the Spirit, you can't see it. When it's working in the Spirit, you can't feel it. But when it's working, it's working, it's working. Only you and your mouth can stop it. Now, you stop it midstream by saying, now listen to yourself now. Well, I just wonder why it isn't working. You just cut it off. Really? Well, yeah. Well, of course, I'm way ahead of myself. We're going to talk about and deal with all these things, but I wanted you to make note of these things as we go. Peter, calling to remembrance, said, Master, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Now, what did Jesus do? He demonstrated the God kind of faith and how it works. Have the faith of God. Now, Let's go to first, let's look at Romans chapter 12. No, the Lord just changed my direction for me. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, I want you to notice in the 7th verse, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." In other words, we walk by faith, not by the 5 physical senses. Now, go from there to the 17th verse. "Therefore, if any man..." Now, stop for a moment. Any man... You understand this about the Bible. The Bible is a spirit book written by the Holy Spirit Himself. Now, the word translated man means mankind. It's not talking about the male gender. It's talking about humankind, which is male and female. So, any person, if any man, any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Hallelujah. Whoa. Now listen. Now we go, thank you, Lord. Now we can go back to Romans. Now that we realize in the 12th chapter of Romans, now that we realize we're talking about born-again people. In Romans 12:3, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man..." Same situation. To all men and women. It's not referring to male gender. It's talking about mankind. So, "I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." To every man in the world? No, to every man among you. This is talking to all new creatures. Everyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and has been born again. Now, I'll just prove that to you from a little bit different angle. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, "that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men and women, for all men have not faith." Well, there's a contradiction. "He has given unto every man the measure of faith. All men have not faith." And that's not a contradiction. And if people think it's a contradiction, that idea comes from lack of understanding of the Bible. There's no contradictions in this book. There's just a lot of religion and lack of knowledge concerning it. Natural human faith is the only kind of faith the natural human has. You can call it, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was E.W. Kenyon that referred to it as sense knowledge faith. Brother Hagin referred to it as natural human faith. Both of them are correct. Faith in just what I can see and what I can feel. If I can see it, I believe it. If I don't, I won't. And I won't believe it until I can see it, and that kind of thing. Anybody can do that. That's natural human faith. And it's not an unimportant faith. You use it every day. You walk into a room full of chairs. You've never been in that room before, and you've never sat down in one of these chairs before. But your mind, without you even knowing about it, will survey that and look at that before you sit down in that chair. You made up your mind, that chair is going to hold me when I sit down in it. Or you wouldn't have sat down in it. If you'd have looked at that and said, I ain't sitting in that, what happened? You looked at the chair, you believed the chair wouldn't hold you up, so you wouldn't sit in it. And a lot of time that'll save you from a hard reckoning on the back end when you hit the floor. Amen. That's natural sense knowledge faith. It works out in the middle of the street. You look down the street, nothing coming that way. Whoop, but there's a car coming this way. Yeah, I don't believe I'll step out there right now. I believe I'll let that car go by. That's natural, common sense faith. Anybody can do that. Everybody does that. I mean, the worst sinner on earth does that every day. So now, the born-again believer has a measure. Look at it again. I say through the grace given unto me to every man, every person that's among you believers, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly according as God has dealt to every man among you, every born-again believer. We walk by faith and not by sight, the new creature. If you're born again, say it, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank God. And I have a measure of the God kind of faith. Pray that, boy, that makes your heart sing, doesn't it? Say it. Just lift both hands and say this. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have a measure of the God kind of faith. I have a measure of the same faith that brought the worlds into existence. I have a measure of the same faith that Jesus used and demonstrated when he was on the earth, healing the sick, doing miracles, and raising the dead. Whoa, I tell you right now, if that don't set you on fire, Jack, your wood is wet. Praise God. Say it again. I have a measure of the God kind of faith in me right now. Glory to God. Now then, well, we just, let's make sure that this is correct. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And notice in the 8th verse, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you made a decision to do that first. You made a decision to do it before you actually did it. But you believed it in your heart, and you said it with your mouth. Oh, yeah. Now, let's go to the 10th chapter of Romans. And we'll look here in this 10th verse. In the 9th verse, if thou shalt confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now the 17th verse, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the way it was dealt to you. You heard it, you believed it, you said it, and faith was there. Glory to God. So we see now that it is dealt according to Romans 10:17. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4, 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13th verse. Okay, it would do me good if I got into 2 Corinthians instead of 1st. Amen. Come on, Copeland. Yes, sir. All right, 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Well, don't be looking down your nose at me. How many of you had to sit in front of a camera and find these scriptures? Amen. Well, I've been doing it long enough to get it right, so God forgive me. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, or according to the word of God, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Amen? So now, this is the faith of God, the God kind of faith. And every born-again believer, the moment you receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your Lord and Savior, received exactly the same measure. Say it again. I have the measure of the God kind of faith. It's in me now. So, I didn't get a little measure, and someone else got a big measure. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, don't just start off right off the bat arguing with the Bible. You don't do that. You say, okay, show me, Lord. It's what you do with that measure, because it can be measured, it can be increased, it can shrink and dry up. Amen. The Bible talks about strong faith. It talks about weak faith. It talks about no faith. It talks about little faith. And then in 2 Thessalonians, praise God, it makes the bold statement, your faith groweth exceedingly. Amen. So we'll take it up here tomorrow, and we'll talk about growing faith, or growing this measure of faith that's on the inside of you right now. I'll be back in just a minute.
Download your free copy of the BVOV broadcast study notes now at kcm.org/notes. Use them to follow along with the broadcast during your personal time or for group Bible study. Now you can put your ears and eyes on God's message of victory to plant it deep in your heart. We're believing this additional ministry tool will benefit you, bless your study time, and will help you to grow from faith to faith. Go to kcm.org/notes today. We're here for you.
Limitless, boundless, endless, inexhaustible. God is love. Like a flood moving great boulders or a river carving a great canyon, so does God's love toward us remove apathy, fear, failure, and doubt. In their 365-day devotional, Limitless Love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to become equipped with the Word of God. God's love is in every verse of the Bible and will teach you how to handle every situation. Ground yourself in the love that knows no bounds and fuel your faith every day. God so desires to get His blessing into your life. The more you discover the breadth and length and depth and the height of His love, the greater your capacity to receive all He has for you. The obstacles that block your purposes are removed. The gifts stocked up inside you are released, and you will see His great plans for your life fulfilled. His love always makes a way.
Unlock the unlimited power of God in your life. Request your free Limitless Love devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and supercharge your faith with God's love every day. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395 and ask for the Limitless Love devotional free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
I have something that I really do want you to have. a 365-day devotional on limitless love. Discover the love that knows no bounds and fuels your faith. Amen. God is love. He doesn't have love, He is love. Faith worketh by love. It is by faith so that it might be by grace. Without faith, there's no grace, and without love, there's no faith, and without, you can see the disastrous results of that. So you begin your day by reading words and verses of Scripture every day on the love of God. I want you to have it. Praise God. Just use the information that's on your screen. I want to send it to you free and postpaid. Praise God. Father, we just thank You for Your love. We thank You for the faith that You've sowed into us. And we give You praise and honor for opening our eyes to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Southwest Believers Convention going on all this week. You need to get there. You need to get into this thing with us. Praise God. We're celebrating 50 years of ministry. It's right where it's always been for the last however many years it's been, 30-some-odd years, right there in downtown Fort Worth. Praise God. So you come be a part of us. Partners, we want to thank you for helping us preach the uncompromised Word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Praise God. You are so important to us. And I need you in this meeting, so get in here with us. Praise God. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's free TV offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. 50 years of revelation. 50 years of anointed meetings. 50 years of lives changed. Culminating at one huge week-long event. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is celebrating 50 years of ministry, and there's no better place to celebrate with us than the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. With new dates, July 30th through August 5th, start the week off with powerful worship from the One Worship Team. Join the Copelands, Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Savelle, Creflo Dollar, Bill Winston, and Keith Moore for life-changing messages from the Word of God. Come early to the morning and evening sessions for pre-service prayer with Terry Copeland Pearson's. Healing School is Saturday. Come with expectancy. Bring the whole family. Children and youth services are going on all week. The 2017 Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/swbc17.